Today we honor all the saints, the Feast of All Saints, all the men and women who, whether canonized or not, they have saved their souls, and right now as we speak, they are in heaven. They overcame the trials of this life. They overcame the world, the flesh, and the devil. They used the means that God has established, the means of sanctification, and they took those means, used them, and they saved their souls. So many times we ask ourselves, when we think about the saints, we ask ourselves, is it possible for me to be like them? Aren't our challenges in the world that we live in, our situation in life, aren't these things so much different than those times these saints lived? The stories of the saints, it almost seems to us when we read them or we hear about them, they almost seem like fiction. It seems like a time that we cannot relate to. It seems like situations and these very miraculous events that we hear in many of the lives of the saints. For us, it's hard for us to relate to these things. I think it's very important that if we change our mindset about this, we will see that our world offers the same potential for sanctity. And we see that. We have the same obstacles to salvation that all the saints had, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we have all the same means of salvation. We have prayer, we have the Mass, and we have the sacraments. So there's nothing different. The only thing that is different is the time in which we live. So how can we take the time in which we live and say, try to imagine what a saint, in the stories that we read about, try to imagine what they would do in our place. If they were living and just change the time, how would they act? Think about technology in the media, for example. We're all aware that obviously these things can become a distraction. They can distract us, they can tempt us. But imagine what the saints would have done with the technology that we have. They would have used these things to their spiritual benefit. Just imagine the saints having access to entire Catholic libraries right at their fingertips. All these free resources, free PDFs of non-copyright Catholic books that you can just simply get. You can get every single one of them. You can get audiobooks. You can have a book that's just read to you. Imagine what the saints would have done to have something like that. Imagine what the saints would have done with, think of social media and the ability to share information. How would the saints have used that? Imagine St. Paul going about in the early missionary journeys that he had in the early church, how he had to suffer all those things to send the epistles, the letters to the various churches and to administer to the needs of those places. Imagine how useful it would have been in the hands of St. Paul, the technology that we have today, how he would have used it properly. How the saints throughout time, if they had the same access that we have to the spread of information, how they would have tried to reach more souls. They would have used it for good. They wouldn't have wasted time with it. Wasted time in things that are not necessary. They would have used it for charity, for the spread of the faith. What about the accessibility of the sacraments? Think of how easy it is to transport ourselves from one place to another, whether that's driving or we can get on a plane and go fly somewhere. The ability to go to a retreat somewhere else, the ability to drive to Mass, even though it's quite a long distance. Look at the saints who suffered in sacrifice, even the chance of even their own life. They sacrificed everything to be able to go receive communion once. Many saints did that. We especially think of St. Tarsicius and the saints connected in the early time of the persecution of the Romans, or the persecution, the Romans persecuted the early Christians, how they sacrificed everything to be able to go to Mass. We think of the daily sufferings. How are they any different than the ones that we encounter today? Those small frustrations that the saints experience in their day. And we think this is almost on hyperspeed because of how fast things move in our day and age. Things just go so fast. We live in a culture that's go without very much rest. There's so many opportunities today for offering those things up. There's so many little opportunities for grace, as we think of St. Therese, the Child Jesus, offering up those little inconveniences and how they add up to achieve a really big grace, really big graces. And continuing with that thought of the spread of information, think of all the, especially the early Christians and all Catholics up until the 1400s with the invention of the printing press. Even if they had books, they couldn't even read them. Most Christians were illiterate for that long in history. Yet they gave their lives to know the very truths that they did know, the very tiny bit that they did know and they held on to. Think of how much in comparison we have access to. We can pick a specific life of the saint that inspires us. We can even have the knowledge of even knowing their situation, their state in life, what they did. And we can pick one that applies to us, and we can read everything about it. We could probably read 5 books about that one specific saint, if not many, many more. We have so much access to education if we want it, but you have to want it. We almost live in a culture that there's so much information, we don't know what to do with it. It's like being handed so many tools, we don't know which one to pick. That's where I recommend just pick one. To say a prayer to the Holy Ghost and pick one. And that's sufficient. That one resource is, throughout most of history, that one resource that you might pick just on a whim almost, that's something that most Christians throughout the entire Catholic history couldn't have dreamed of obtaining. And we have that right at our fingertips. So that's that, comparing how our day and age is no different. We have the same obstacles to salvation. We have the same things that oppose us. We have the world, the flesh, and the devil, and we have the same means, even though technology and the world we live in is much different. So think about how the saints overcame the same obstacles to temptation. First, the world. How did certain saints overcome the world? Just for an example, we have St. Thomas More. St. Thomas More, he was executed for refusing to accept King Henry VIII's authority, his attempted remarriage, and his attempting to take authority over the church, starting the Anglicans. St. Thomas More lost his life for that. He stood up against the world. Think of the flesh. What are some of the saints that overcame the flesh? We a lot of times think of St. Augustine. Many times, especially because he wrote so much about his personal life, especially in his confessions. In his youth, he grappled with sin, and we can read about that experience and use it to inspire us. We think of St. Camillus overcoming the flesh. St. Camillus, he led a very dissolute lifestyle, fell into gambling in a very sinful youth. And then he decided to give up all that, change his life, and was dedicated to the sick and dying. So the world, the flesh, and the devil, all the saints, they had to battle temptation. And sometimes we think the saints, because of the stories and how magnificent all these stories can be sometimes with regard to the saints, sometimes we imagine them to all just be like the desert fathers. They went out into the desert and they were in open combat with the devil. But we have this same battle, but we just don't see it. It's a spiritual battle. Think of, for example, Saint Athanasius. Saint Athanasius in the early church, he had to face the Arian heresy. as history says, people woke up and the world was Arian. People denying the true divinity of Christ, that he wasn't the Son of God. That's the heresy, that the devil was tempting people to believe in that heresy. We think of other saints that battle the devil, especially the Curia of Ars, St. John Vianney. His spiritual battles with the devil, getting beaten up in his sleep by the devil. We think of St. John Bosco. St. John Bosco, he had to see the boys under his care tempted by the devil. And he actually saw a lot of the boys that were tempted. He knew some of them weren't going to cooperate with God's grace. And he had to still give them everything and be charitable to them, even though behind his back, he could tell that they were committing sin. So the saints, they have the same obstacles that we have, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And they have the same means of salvation, prayer, the Mass, and the sacraments. And it's hard to narrow down any one saint with regard to prayer because, as that saying goes, those who saved their souls prayed, those who did not save their souls did not pray. So we have to foster a life of prayer. And we have the saints to pray to. We pray to them, and obviously like through them to God in a way, asking them to intercede for us, asking them to go to God on our behalf. It's likewise very hard to pinpoint one specific saint with regard to the Mass, but how the saints utilize the graces in their life to sanctify their souls. And the same with the sacraments. The saints understood the significance of them. And especially we think of penance, confession, we think of St. Mary Magdalene. How she led that very, very sinful life and how she obtained Christ, the mercy of God from our Lord by having that true contrition for her sins. And how she changed. She cooperated with God's grace and she changed. So today on the Feast of All Saints, let us look to the saints for inspiration. Just as the world holds up examples that they say, if you imitate this person, you can become this person. And that's usually in the worldly sense, just a natural talents and success. Let us hold the saints up in our mind as something that we want to obtain. In fact, something that we have to obtain. If we don't become a saint, that means that we lose our soul. There's no in between. We have to become saints. So today, let us not see the saints as some distant, impossible figures to obtain, but let us look at our days in which we live and not see it as some time separated from sanctity. A lot of spiritual writers say that in these times, in the very difficult times that we live in, there will be great saints that will come and will arise in this day that we live. Because there's so many struggles around us, there's so many opportunities for grace. So I encourage you today on the Feast of All Saints to renew your practical exercise with reading the lives of the saints. Pick a saint that inspires you and read their life. Try to imitate just one thing in their life. And pray to them while you do that and ask them to help you. The call to sanctity, that was the call that all these saints saw in their life, they heard that same call. That same call is just as close and is right next to us, just as it was to them. So let us heed that call. Let us sanctify our lives. And let us remember that our reward is great in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.